A new how-to book by an East Hampton couple teaches readers how to build their very own tiny house. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
It may be hard to credit in this age of monster McMansions that the tiny house movement, which began in the hippie 60s, continues to grow. But so say architectural designer and illustrator David Stiles and his wife Jeannie Stiles, a writer and photographer. Their attractive newest how-to book, Building Small, their 25th, pitches barns, cabins, and sheds as weekend and year-round retreats, whether off the grid or on. Would you believe an adorable 8x11 backyard Tudor or a two-level Japanese treehouse, interior trunk and all? When they're not in New York, the Stiles live in a barn they renovated in East Hampton, and they practice and demonstrate what they preach. A few years ago on the Today Show, they built a treehouse during a single live 3-hour broadcast from Rockefeller Center. Even if you don't want to follow David's lovely ink-drawn plans, the book's space-saving practical tips alone are worth attention. Who knew, I didn't, that screws are better than nails because they're stronger and can be removed more easily, that doors should swing out unless you're in a fierce wind zone, that a good set of basic tools is worth the investment because they're just about the only products that have come down in price over the years, and of course, you should go solar and get a good hardwood burning stove. The book has three sections. The first, Building Small Houses, contains the author's rationale and blueprints for exteriors. The next, Finishing the Interior, has great photos of ingenious fold-out and tuck-in designs. The last, Living Small Success Stories, presents the voices of several people from around the country who live in and love tiny houses. Typically, these micro-shelters, as they're sometimes referred to, are for no more than two people. But if you have enough land, you can extend space, as with the Sugar Cube tiny house, just add a cube. If you keep your small house under 100 square feet, by the way, you could legally put it on a flatbed and truck it to wherever you want. A short glossary and list of various resource materials complete the book. These include print guides, links to YouTube videos, and references to pros who lead workshops in person and online, experts such as tiny house guru Derek Dietrichson, whose alliterative book titles speak for themselves. Humble homes, simple shacks, cozy cottages, ramshackle retreats, funky forts. The Stiles, local Hampton folks, often referred to as America's first couple of do-it-yourself building projects, come across as modest true believers who want to encourage everyone to find pleasure in nature. In fact, some of their marvelous minis are pitched as affordable housing for seniors. The idea is to live in a simple, eco-friendly, cost-effective, and sustainable way that at the same time is aesthetically pleasing. And not just because it's good for the environment in this era of global warming, but because it's also good for the soul. I'm Joan Baum.